The Aaronic blessing in Numbers chapter 6 is really instructed by the Lord. In verse 22 of Numbers chapter 6, Moses was instructed to bless the people. 22, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron and his son, this is how you are to bless the Israelites, and say to them,'" and that's the blessing. What I'm going to do is, after the preaching of the word, I'm going to pray for this blessing for all of us here for this Chinese New Year, the Aaronic blessing, and just receive it by faith. I believe that this year is going to be blessed by the Lord, and God is going to use us mightily for the extension of his kingdom. As I said earlier this afternoon, I'm going to share with you concerning sharing the love of God during this Chinese New Year. And many of us are looking forward for Chinese because it's a time that we can get together with your family members and visiting your friends and to give them our blessings. But there are many, many Chinese customs and many Chinese traditions, whether as a Christian we should follow or we should object or we should not even do. It's a taboo to us. But I'm going to share with you that. But there's something that I'm going to share before we proceed on sharing the various customs. I want to share the life of Paul. He's a real evangelist. And Paul is the person who never gives up, right? He was such a terrible person before he had his encounter with the Lord at the road to Damascus. And Paul, after that, he is someone who is at the place that God wants him to be, right? In other words, Paul is the person, he always to be at the right place, at the right time for God to use. And today we're going to read into Acts chapter 17. But before that, Paul was actually in Athens. The question that we want to ask ourselves, why was Paul at Athens at this time? And even when he's in Athens, he shared the word of God. But prior to that, why this passage in chapter 17 tells us that he is in Athens? Chapter 17, verse 16. To understand this, we need to look back at the first chapter 16 and earlier part of chapter 17. Chapter 16 is a very familiar passage, right? Chapter 16 tells us of the Macedonia call, when the Lord called him to the Macedonian man in his dream, and then he went over. And later he went to Philippi in chapter 16, where Lydia, a lady who sold purple, was saved and was baptized at Philippi. And from there, Paul and Silas was in prison. The jailer was saved. And a very, very famous, very, very well memorized verse, chapter 16, 31, "You and your household will be saved." And then after that, in chapter 7, it begins Paul again, even after he's being released from the prison, he went to Thessalonica in chapter 17 to share the gospel, and then followed by his time in Berea, which is not too far away. And at Berea, many people believe him. Many people come to know the Lord. And he says that some prominent, very prominent woman, not men, prominent woman came to know the Lord. It could be a very rich woman. And because of that, some Jews in Thessalonica, they heard about it. They wanted to stir up some strife in Paul's life. They want to cause some trouble in Paul's life. So the Jews from Thessalonica came to Berea, actually to stir up so that Paul will be jailed. And then because of that, the brethren, all right, the brethren in Berea have to send Paul away. And then they send him to Athens, and that's where he was. And it begins with chapter 17, verse 16. "Now, while Paul was waiting for them," all right, if you read earlier, he was waiting for Silas and Timothy to come, because they sent him away to wait, and he was waiting for Silas and Timothy to come to him as soon as possible. In Acts chapter 17, verse 14 to 15, "Then the brothers immediately," knowing that Paul is in danger, "immediately sent Paul off on his way to the sea. But Silas and Timothy remained in Berea. Those who conducted Paul brought him as far as Athens and left him there. Then later, Silas and Timothy will come as soon as they possible." So while Paul is waiting for Silas and Timothy, he was there at Athens, And the beautiful thing is, no matter where Paul is or where he goes, he's being stirred up to see people coming to know the Lord. And here in this verse, it says that Paul, while he was waiting for them, his brethren to come, his spirit was provoked, all right? His spirit was provoked within as he saw the city was full of idols. Provoked in a sense, he was very distressed and he was very troubled to see that there's so many idols. Distressed to see that the city was full of idols. Paul was distressed and saw that the city was lots of temples and altars were being built everywhere and numerous idols. To him, the people of Athens offer sacrifices not only to the idols, actually to the demons, as what he always says in 1 Corinthians. They were literally having fellowship with the demonic forces, offering sacrifices to them. The people of Athens were deceived by the devil to worship, and he was, in an inverted comma, very disgusted by the sight, right? Because the city was full of idols. When I was doing this, I will recall back home, right here in Singapore, we can see temples. We see a lot of idols. And if we were to be Paul, if Paul were to be in Singapore, you walk around Chinatown or even to wherever it is, see temples, you see mosques and see Hindu temples, he could be really stirred up in him. Was provoked, the Bible says, provoked in him, said there must be something because he felt that these people were saved by God and really loved the Lord and then being deceived of worshiping this. And then he begins preaching. Right, Paul begins, no matter where Paul is, he's knowing Paul, he's a very intellectual person. He has all the degrees of whatever. Firstly, in verse 17, he says that he reasoned in the synagogues with the high flyers, so-called the Jews and the devout person who are religious. He reasoned with them in the synagogue, sharing. And the way Paul shared, later I'm going to share how he shared. From his heart, from his experience, he shared. So he reasoned in the synagogues with the Jews and the devout persons, and also in the marketplace. All right, the marketplace could be a pub, could be a hall, or could be a mall, could be a city place, a garden, a place where people gather a lot. So he was at the marketplace. He risen with the synagogues in the synagogues, and then also in the marketplace. And notice the word here, every day. Well, as long as he's in Athens, he spent his time there, every day with those who happen to be there. Actually, they are always there, but Paul went there to share. So they happen to be there. And then these people says, the people who are gathered there, they says, what this blabbermouth, in a sense, spit out. They call him as a blabbermouth. Wish to say, right, he's preaching something different from what they understand. And they took him and brought him. And then, interesting, the people were asking him, may we know what this new teaching you are presenting is the gospel story? And this is opportunity for Paul. I think he was so glad that people say, may we know that, because he was sharing the gospel, something's very strange to the people there. So they know what this new teaching is that we are presenting, because we have heard. And then he says in verse 20, we wish to know, therefore, what these things mean. So there's great opportunity for Paul to share the gospel, to bring some strange thing. And the cutest thing is that the people of Athens, they spend their time, right, in nothing except telling or hearing something new. They are there and they just spend their time listening. Any new things, they will follow. Any old things, they will. It's kind of gossip, kind of what is the latest trend, what is the latest news that happens. And they were there, right there, listening. And then so Paul begins to preach, right? I just want to share this couple of days, because before I did this sermon and I was thinking that Chinese New Year is coming, I really want to share something that we're going to reach out to us Chinese. Basically, God made me a Chinese, not an Indian, or else I'll be jumping around. He made me a Chinese, and I reached out to the Chinese. And because in the beginning, I'm Peranakan, I am Baba, I don't know Chinese, but God is a very humor. Brought me, my family and I, to Taiwan, where we speak Hokkien, which we don't. And then I was preparing this message, sharing the love of God during Chinese New Year. The Lord is so good, in the sense, even before Chinese New Year approached, he already prepared me in a sense, because I'm going to share this message and something really happened. We were eating at this Bras Basah complex, the food court on the ground floor. Some of my Makan Kaki, Ming Yang and Sean, we went there. And then we sat there, and there was a lady, a very small, petite lady, a little bit hunched, and she came and cleared our table, our plates. So I said, "Xie xie ni, please always say xie xie to them, okay? Thank you to them, because they cleared for you, right? Don't let Singapore government teach you, please clear your trays. If you can clear, clear it. If they happen to clear it, say thank you, right?" And then I was saying, "Xie xie ni." I don't know what dialect she speaks. I said, and then she started blah, 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 come out, everything. She was saying, "Oh, I'm going to complain." I said, "Oh, how long do you work? How many hours do you work?" And then she says, "Oh, from morning 8 o'clock to evening 8 o'clock. And then I asked her, before I can ask her how much you earn, she tell me that in the beginning, $300 in the beginning, but now she's earning $900, no CPF. No medical care. So whenever she on leave, that means they minus money. She's a single lady, stay in Amokyo. And I begin to talk to her, and then I said, I felt like, hey, Chinese New Year, she's a Chinese, we're going to share the gospel to her, but in a food court. So I tell her, say, I'm a pastor. Jesus bless you. Then she begin to keep quiet, and she's begin to be more open to me. And as she clear already, she'll come back again, clear. Why? And talk to us. I said, this is a great opportunity because, hey, this is really a harvest field for me. So I began to share with her. I said, yeah, how come work so hard? Then she said, do you have children? And then she says, no. She's a single lady. So we begin to share. And the Lord impressed upon my heart, hey, be like Paul. Wherever you are, at the right time, at the right place, pray. Let me share the gospel. You don't have to really share, but just really mean it, pray. And then after that, three of us, Sean, myself, and Ming Yang, we prayed for her while we were eating, that God somehow will open a way for us to further talk to her. Right? And then came upon me, this next week, we'll be going down there to eat again. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring our oranges, two oranges to Pai Lina. Early blessing for them, which we will do next Saturday, actually. She's worked very hard. So we're going to give her a red packet. That's simple, maybe some money inside to bless her. So these are the things you will never know how God works. If God has put you there, right even in a food court, you can preach the gospel. You can share the gospel to her. Pray for us, for this Cantonese lady. I don't know her name. Very small size. Next time when you go Bras Basah, please look out for a small, very, very small lady who will clear the dishes and then say, hey, I'm going to make sure you can only see sick. My pastor called me to come here. And then, yeah, so took for lay. Jesus bless you. And she'll be happy. Work clearing dishes with some grumpy customer, right, and not appreciative at all. And she's very lonely. Right, every day hear dishes and just hear some words from comforting words. And this is what we did. And pray for us, we're going to reach out to her next week, whether she accepts the Lord or not. But it's really like Paul stir up in my spirit to preach. And then the way Paul, in verse 22, Paul standing in the midst of these people, and he says, men of Athens, no offense. Firstly, God, Paul plays psychology. He says, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. Some sort of praising them. You're very religious. He doesn't condemn them straight away. For us, when we go around, especially for these people with full of idols at home, first thing we condemn is what? Condemn their gods. Get rid of your idols. This is what? This is stone. This is, and then we start blah, 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 blah. I think, surely they will close their ears to you. And Paul did it very well. Hey, I noticed that you're very religious, which is something really make them very proud. I noticed that you are a religious group of people, very religious, to the extent, and Paul says what? To the extent, as I pass along, and when Paul says, as I pass along and observe, it means that Paul had walked a few times, whether you call it prayer walks or whatever, he must have circled the place a couple of times, and then he observed objects of worship, right? Besides the temple and the altars, they're objects of worship, and Paul says what? I found, right? He's telling that I found also an altar with this inscription, right? He noticed. To an unknown God, You are worshipping to an unknown God. You are religious because you are very so-called kiasu. To an unknown God. Then Paul begins to preach his gospel. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. And then he starts his gospel mention. The God who made the world and everything in it, being the Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples, because they got a lot of temples over there. They got a lot of altars. Does not made, he doesn't condemn. He said, our God does not live in temples made by man. And then he continued his message. Right? Okay, this is what he continued. And does not made by man. Okay, this one is. For he is served, nor he is served by human hands, because these people sacrifice and then et cetera. And then he began to make, and he made from one man every nation. And Paul continued, very gently continued the gospel to them. And then they should seek God, and then in him we live. And God, Paul continued his message. Paul has a way of reaching out. And I really pray that this Chinese New Year time is a good period when you go out visiting, share with them the gospel. Many of the things that the Chinese, we Chinese, do during Chinese New Year, it has a biblical connection to it. All right? We're going to have fun now. We're going to ask you a lot of things. Okay? The Chinese, first thing, in order to really to reach out to the Chinese, we need to understand, especially during this period, 15 days of Chinese New Year, what is these people are worshipping about? Okay, sharing the love of Christ. And then we need really understanding the custom of the Lunar New Year, then we can minister to the Chinese with passion and understanding. Don't just come and say why you worship Chai Sun Ye. You must know why they worship or why you give oranges. Right? So ministering to the Chinese with passion and understanding, God is going to work. Of course, the very basic thing for all of us to know is why the Chinese have the 12 animals in the zodiac animals, right? Do you know the animals? None of us. We are Chinese. We don't know the 12 animals. Okay, the first one is what? What is the first animal? Okay, I can do it better in Hokkien. I mean, it's much easier when you go in. But for the English, the first is the Mickey Mouse, okay? Ichu. Let me speak Hokkien. Ichu ji gu, san ho si to, go ling la, zwa chit be, pe nyo, gao gao. Zap kwe this year. Zap I gao. Zap di tu. So these are the 12 animals that basically we will know. And when, why is this zodiac signs for us? When people ask, hey, what animal are you? No, I mean, well, we belong to which animal? Chinese, they say, you see me, huh? You see me. Then you say, oh, I'm a rooster. Then they come, oh, this year, you are how old, they know. So it's an indirect way of knowing your age, rather than say, how old are you? Michael, we wish anybody. Rather than just say, okay, then you have it, because it's a 12-year cycle. So they have every year animal to represent. So the interesting to know is that these are stories, so you can understand better next time when ask you, hey, which under which zodiac animal? You say, you want to know my age, is it? Just ask me roughly. So it's 12 animals, right? The story behind it, there are many versions, but this version I'm being told of, and this version is all the while I'm brought up with, is that, okay, you notice there's no cat. Okay, the 12 animals, no cats inside. No offense to cat lovers. You are not in it. There's a deep story behind it, because it was said that there's this Jade Emperor, or they call it Ting Kong in heaven. He's a god. Right in the beginning, he wanted 12 animals to represent 12 years, so the cycle then, every year that's different. So he conducted a swimming competition. All right, you notice there are many animals here. Okay, including the cat. The cat is standing next to the rooster and in between the rat. All right, all these animals, and you can preach, yeah, these 12 animals, they are created by God. That's a way to share the gospel. Except for the dragon, which is mythological belief. And you can tell them, yeah, God created all these animals. Talk to them. Right? Even on the seventh day when the Yi Shang, why is the creation of man? So every day of the Chinese New Year can say, okay, 12 animals. It is said that this Jade Emperor, right, conducted this competition, swimming competition, 12 animals. So they won the lineup. All the animals that's been created by God except for the dragon came for the competition. And in the beginning, the rat, the mouse, and the cat are buddy-buddies, so-called. Very good friend. The legend goes that they were excited about this competition, and the cat told the mouse, tomorrow we're going for this competition. Please wake me up. All right, please wake me up so that we can go together. And it was two versions. One is the rat is a nasty animal. He refused to wake the cat up, or he forgotten because of his excitement. So when he went for the competition, the cat was left behind. So the cat is never in the 12 zodiac animals. And then when he reached the morning, reached there, and then that's why until today they become the greatest enemy. When the cat sees a rat, they will chase after it and eats it up because of this. And on the day of competition, the rat is a very smart animal, and that's why he becomes the first one, right? The second one, what is the second animal? Ichujigu, the ox. Okay. So the little rat is afraid of swimming because of a big pool, and he takes upon the horn of the cow or ox, right? And then after that comes the tiger, and then comes the rabbit. Accordingly, so when you reach the land, okay, this is you need to tell them not to be selfish. Tell them when they reach the land, because the ox is huge. In order to climb onto the land, it takes time. So once they reach the land, the mouse will jump onto the land. So he became the first one to be. It's very cartoonish, I know. First one to be chosen, and then comes the ox, and carry on, get whatever animals. So this is basically it. And what can we share with the people concerning this? Basically, we are like this rat. Well, we are very selfish. We think of ourselves, right? Even betray people because of money. I can share with them. Only God can change us. So everything we can just share the gospel. See how you put it. So the rat become, the mouse become the first in and he's happy, of course. And then the another version is that there's actually elephant came for the competition too. But because the rat went into the trunk of the elephant, and the elephant was amok and spit him out, and he lands on the land. So there are many versions. But basically, this teaches us being selfish. All right? So say, yeah, humans are like this rat, a mouse. We always think of ourselves. So we can shame. But God can transform us. And then, of course, the rooster is the year of a rooster. It's not, okay, I always tell my Hokkien people is that we don't belong to all this zodiac animal. We belong to the Lord. Okay, rooster is a year of this year rooster. There are 15 days of celebration during the Chinese New Year. It begins to commence with the first, commence with the Chinese New Year. And there's rich, very rich history, story behind it, which is biblical. It says that, you know, for us, especially for Hokkiens, they will hang the red cloth outside the house, right? Last time when I was young, I was looking at the HDB. I said, wow, this house, really, this flat, a lot of Chinese because they hang the red cloth. Why do Chinese hang the red cloth? And how can we share with them? Okay, basically, this is what New Year Eve, they will change. Either they'll take down the old one, they change new one. And yeah, this is how it looks like. All right, great love. And then, of course, they will put auspicious words, auspicious, something, I don't know what. They put the words there, and then fa chai, everything. So this is very biblical. It was because in China, the history, the story goes behind that. During this period of time, at the end of the year, there's a very ferocious animal, which is called Nian. Okay, and Nian came out to devour everyone. So New Year Eve, everyone will stay at home. It's just like a Passover feast. And this animal would devour people, the farmers and everyone, and they are afraid. They have to stay at home, lock up their doors. And they found out that this monster or whatever is afraid of red color, of sound, loud noise. That's why they have the drum and they have the crackers, firecrackers, but basically afraid of red color. And that's why on that day they put a red cloth outside. And then it's like the Passover. The angel of death passed over, and when they have the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, and you can relate the Bible. Hey, do you know that? Yeah, this month we have a Bible story also like that, and you can tell. Chinese New Year is the best time because everybody was sitting around. Tell them. And because this animal comes, as it passed by the house, they see this red cloth, it passed by, carry on to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. In the end, got nothing, so he'll hibernate or whatever, he'll go back to sleep. But those who are at home, they have the so-called Passover feast. Everyone will dare not go out for afraid that the farmers will be devoured by them. So when they stay at home, that's where the reunion dinner started. Gather together and they will eat together. It's a family union. Nobody dares to go out. And as the midnight passes by and then the next day comes, day one. Okay. Officially at the stroke of 12, the early mornings, and they start welcoming the gods of heaven. There's a lot, within these 15 days, a lot, many gods that we are not even aware of. But if you have some knowledge of it, you tell them, and they will say, yeah, Christian also know. So, of course, one of the most popular during the stroke of 12, we have that right timing, you invite the god of fortune, which is Chai Sun Ye. All right. Actually, by history, Chai Sun Ye is a very ugly, ugly god. Right, but they put it so nicely. Okay, basically popular. And everybody will be at home. And then at the stroke of 12, and then the next morning as they go out, right, this is how Chai Sun Ye look like. It painted very nicely, but actually it's not. It's really ugly god. Okay. Of course, you see everywhere got the money, money, money. And this attracts people, the gold nuggets or whatever it is. And the next morning as they come out of the house, they will congratulate each other that, oh, you're not being devoured by the animal. Gong xi, gong xi. And that's how it started. Yeah, because you're not dead, you're alive. So once they come out of the door, gong xi, or now they add fa cai la, whatever it is. But it's really to congratulate. Oh, praise. We can say that. Praise the Lord that we are alive. And then they bring oranges. Basically, Chinese always play with words. Gum, oranges. In Cantonese, gum is gold. And then, of course, sometimes use Hokkien words, sometimes use Cantonese words, sometimes use Mandarin words to get the tune right. So it's basically a blessing to other people. All right? You are not being killed by the animals, so congratulate them. And they start going. And as history comes by, it becomes bringing the oranges, which we will do next Saturday. All right? We have prepared some oranges for you all. You don't have to buy your oranges. There'll be a little goodie bag, a very nice goodie bag. There'll be two oranges inside. And there'll be a red packet, no money inside. But there'll be a bookmark. We want to bless you with that, a bookmark, a Christian bookmark. And then you will. And then during the peace, all right, we're going to exchange oranges. It's a way of expressing our blessing as a family of God in our Saturday service. We're going to exchange oranges. Not take out the oranges and exchange. We take the whole bag and exchange with each other. So by the time, like our anniversary, remember we exchange the sweets. Huh? So this is what any one of the activities we can do. Ready to bless each other. As we say the peace, we're going to give you the oranges. Bless. All right? Bless each other. And that's what we're going to do. But basically the Chinese believe that, okay, you are alive. We're going to congratulate. And then they continue to bake. Come. Everything oranges that come. All right? Of course, come with the ang pao. And then, okay, this word. What is this? Fu. Fok. Hok. Is a very popular words that the Chinese always wants, whether wedding or especially New Year, right? And then the worst thing is that now they play with the words Fu Tao. Toping, I mean, upside down is Tao, right? So they turn it upside down. And then they believe that the food will come to them. If you just play a food, then it just remain there. But it 到你的家, like reach your home, then they paste it upside down. Last time when I was young, I said, why they don't know how to paste the barley? Right, they paste the barley. No, it's not. Food 到我的家了. See how it plays on words. So food 到. For us Christian, we can use this one. Later I'll tell you why you can use this word. But normally I will buy is chun spring. But it's so difficult to get chun. I was cooking around for my Hokkien service. They say, uncle, they call me. Uncle, 没了, 这种没chun. Two or three years ago, people don't practice. They put fu and one or whatever it is. So it's so difficult to find the word chun. But I managed to, the day I went to Chinatown, trying to share the gospel, and I managed to find a store that sells chun. So basically, this is, okay, when they show you food, you say, hey, do you know that the Bible has a story of this food? Some of you have heard it, right? Okay. How many have heard it before? Okay, good. This is food, the Chinese food. And every character in this, it represents what the Bible says. All right. The one that is on the left side, right? The left side is God, divine. Divine. 神这边, divine. And why it says that, fu, in order to have fu, there must be a God, one, 一个口, that means one person. God gave one person a feel. All right? God gave one man a feel. And this can be related to the story of the Garden of Eden. God created man and gave him a garden to take care. This is real blessing. This is real food from the Lord, right? God made one person a big garden, and this is the blessing. But man sinned, and from there you can tell them about the story. Okay, then we go to the first day two. Day two is basically, we must understand this, Kainian is, the first day is not yet, it's kind of opening of the new year. And this is where businessmen and family offers all kinds of sacrifices to the God of fortune, whom they have already welcomed on Chinese New Year Eve. And this is the Hui Niang Jia. Daughters have to go back, all right? And then also at the daughter's place, it's a welcoming of the son-in-law. So all of us who are married son-in-law, they will welcome us because of their daughter. Because this is second day. And this is filial piety. You can preach, yeah, woman, we Christian, we do that. Right? And the third day is a very cute day, right? Day of the red mouth. All right? Or the red dog. This one you never heard of. The red dog day. No visitation, no socializing. Bad things will happen if you go out in case you meet the red dog. And then the red dog is a god. Small letter G. The red dog is the god of the blazing anger. Very powerful, blazing anger. Everyone must stay at home. All right? Everyone must stay at home. This is taboo. This is superstitious. And what we can share with them is Psalm 121, the last verse. The Lord will bless your going out. Chulu ping an. This is so rich in that. And then also people say that it's the day the mouse get married. All right? You have to retire early, everything quiet. You have to switch off the lights, and then you have to place some food on the ground so that the rats will come and eat it. But this day, no rats, but cockroaches will come out. Yeah. So we laugh with it, but they really believe that this is the day to celebrate with the rat, because I'm going to show you Mickey Mouse get married. No? It's dirty rats, but they had to leave food for the rats to consume because it's their great day, and you have to sleep early. You cannot disturb the cat. Lights off on the third day, totally darkness, and that's where you get married. Okay, day four. I'm going to go through and then quickly go through. Day four is a very, very auspicious day, and that's where always business start open. Shopping centers start first day, second day, third day, no. But fourth day is the day that business start. Choose, even for officers, fourth day they'll start work. It's the day for goats, which is Chinese belief is good luck. Opening a shop, welcoming of the kitchen god. You see, There's so many gods. Kitchen god, only sweet food must be offered, all right? And the nian gao, which is the nian gao, is a sticky glutinous rice. I remember my mother made that. Wow, I tell you, it's not easy to make. 24 hours, the wood, and then they burn, and they have to scrape until it's shining. The nian gao is shining, or else you've got a lot of holes. So it's, to bribe the god of kitchen, we laugh. But that's what they are so afraid of, because kitchen is a place where they eat and they have prosperous. To bribe the kitchen, the god of kitchen, with sweet stuff, so that he can give good report. There's one sweet. Then they go up to heaven to report to the gods that, hey, this family is good. Or the other one is when he go back, because he has consumed the sticky, and his mouth will be glued, he cannot talk. cannot hear anything. So they believe that, and we laugh, but they really pray to the kitchen god. There's altar set up for my house last time. Set up kitchen, and they have to pray only sweet stuff so that they consume sweet stuff, good sweet report to the jade. This is how it looks. And it comes in a pair. Okay? There's the kitchen god and his wife. And that's gone. So not only bribe the kitchen god, but you have to bribe his wife. What is the name of the kitchen god's wife? Mrs. Kitchen God. I always get them. Okay, you have to bribe both of them in order to send them with good reports. And look at this picture, right? This is how, when I was young, my mother offers to the kitchen god. All right? This is, sometimes you see altar, such thing is the kitchen god. And only sweet stuff, right? This is nian gao, and this is a sweet candies, the peanut candy. Everything is sweet, right? Don't offer chicken, don't offer meat. Basically, sweet stuff. And this is what nian gao is like. Sticky. On the fifth day, all right, all bad luck, if you have bad luck throughout the year to boost, it can be broken. It's the birthday of the god of fortune. This is the day to ask god of fortune to bless the whole year. It's a day to buy Toto and Singapore Swim. A good day to visit all casinos, because that is the day. Right, that is the day to go, because it's whatever luck you have throughout the year is to throw it away, and it's the birthday of the god of fortune. Right, it's to visit whatever you want to gamble. That is the day, right, to do it. Sixth day, all right, day to send all away poverty. This is Chinese mentality, is always money, money, money. Here you get rid of everything, and then here you're going to send away poverty, poor. The god of poverty is a very, it's asked to go away. So you ask the god of poverty, please leave my house. The god of poverty is the god of an emperor. The god loves to wear ragged clothes, that means torn, tattered and torn, and eat simple porridge. Sending him away by throwing what? Old clothes. All right, Salvation Army is the day that can receive a lot of sending away all bad omen, and you've got to send away some old clothing, all right? Sending away all bad omen, and the day for cleaning the toilets, we laugh over it. Yeah. The god of toilet actually will come, they believe it. No mishap in the toilet, no falling down, because the god of the toilet will come. And how can we share the gospel in the such thing? Right? How can we share? We can share some. 91, the protection of the Lord. We don't have to rely upon this. They literally believe that there is a god of the toilet that comes to disturb. So there are many of these gods. Seventh day, this is important. Day of all human, I mean man's birthday. And this is a good time to share. We call it the tossing of the raw fish. The higher one toss, the richer you'll be. Yi shang lo hei, yi shang. Because, what do you call it? Yeah, human birthday. And we can share that all of us have two birthdays. Same as the Chinese belief. One is our birth, normal birth. And the day of yi shang is our baptism, our new birth. And you can share that to them truly. You believe there's a human, we believe also two birthday. One is a real birthday, second one is the spiritual birth. There's so much that we can share. Eight, nothing much, all right? Ordinary. Why? Just an ordinary day. Nine is very important to Hokkien's. I'm a Hokkien, Baba Hokkien. It's the birthday of Jade Emperor of Heaven. Offering of food must include a rooster, a cock, not a hen. Offering must include a pair of sugar canes. Have you seen it? We see why. We thought, oh, when I was young, I really enjoyed this. Because after that, we chop, 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 and we start biting the sugar cane, right? And I realized that yesterday when I was on my way home, I realized Indians also have sugar canes. They have a certain celebration which I will share with you. Offering a pair of sugar canes. For the Hokkien, it's the day of Thanksgiving, and that is the best time to share the gospel. God has created, God has blessed us, we're going to give thanks. Jade Emperor, the God of Heavens, a day of Hokkien. And if you notice HDV, they have a pair of sugar canes. Must. And this is for Hokkien's only. Because it's the birthday of the Jade Emperor, we got offered to this, a pair of sugar canes. Why sugar canes? Because in Hokkien, the sugar canes is gamsia. Some like gamsia. The story goes back that during the there was an invasion of enemies into this farmer's territory, right? And on the day, they were being chased by enemies, and there was a sugarcane plantation. And what these people does is, the Hokkien people, they will hide inside the sugarcane plantation, and the enemy will pass them by. And they want to thank the God of Heaven, the Jade Emperor, for planting this sugarcane and able to save them from the enemies. How can we share? Lots of things to share. Be thankful to the Lord. Right? So when I was doing this yesterday, I saw a lot of Indians carrying the sugarcane, and I say, how come they also worship? And they come with banana leaves. And I happened to ask our dear cleaner, Sami. Right, he's Sami, he's cleaner. He told me why. So they have this Maka Senrati or whatever it is also a sugar cane, offer sugar cane. But that's why do they offer sugar cane? It's because sugar cane is sweet, their life is sweet, and they offer to the sun god the sugar cane, right? And they make very nice, sweet stuff, only sweet stuff. But sugar cane, actually the story, there is time of difficulties to plant the sugar cane. So it's a day of happiness and sadness. So I always imagine the Indian, they will jump out from the, not the coconut tree, the sugar cane. Because they offer it to God. It's something that very auspicious to them. And it's same as just Chinese. Okay, I'm going to share quickly. Day 10, birthday of the stone god. Yes, there is such thing as stone god. Offering of food of pancakes put on the stones. 11, leftover food must offer to the Jade Emperor must be given to son-in-law. And this was done by his father-in-law. This is quite new to me. All right? So that means we, who are father-in-law, we have to give food to our son-in-law. And we, son-in-law, relax because our father-in-law is going to serve us. So this is a very funny day. And day 12 is nothing ordinary, normal day. And day 13 is not a good day to get married. All right, why? Because it's a death anniversary. You see how superstitious they are. The death anniversary of a man named Yang. He had 13 sons. All of them died with one after another within a year. And very inauspicious for all celebration. You cannot celebrate anything. 14 is normal day. And 15, of course, is back to the reunion again. I remember when I was young, during Chinese New Year, there's one god that we will never miss, besides the kitchen god, besides the door god, besides the whatever god. There's one god, they call it the granny, old granny, who watches children. In Hokkien, it sounds very odd. Ming cheng ka means the bed bottom. Ma means ama. So this God will protect all children from nightmares and from falling down the bed. Ming cheng ama. Ming cheng kama. And my brother was being dedicated to this God. And there's one dish that this God requires in order to protect your children is a vegetarian diet, right? I still remember, but I don't know how to say it in English. I think it's chives with tofu. You must offer that, specially cooked on a tray that is not being used. You have to cook that and offer. Then he will protect your children. And what can we share this? Some, right? Children are a gift from God. And God will protect our children. Mom, do not fear. Do not have to pray to this Ming Ching Kama or this God. Because all children are given by God. It's so much biblical to share. So I pray that this funny sharing, so-called funny sharing, will help us to understand why the Chinese do what they do, why they worship such things. Basically, it's really a prosperous money, but nothing but money. Right? Let us really be like Paul, as we see so many idols around during this Chinese New Year period. Share the gospel. Right? And now I'm going to bless you. How do we wish people during Chinese New Year? 恭喜发财, 恭喜发财, 恭喜发财. We don't do that. 新年蒙主恩, right? God's grace be upon you. 新年快乐, 新年平安, 万事如意. All this can, but don't say what lah, what, 恭喜发财, right? What lah, what lah, 恭喜发财, what lah. Everybody wants what, but this is basically, right? 蒙, not only earn, but 主恩. And I'm going to bless you now. Let's pray. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and truly be gracious to you and your family. The Lord turn his face towards you, and give you his shalom peace this year. Amen. Can I invite you to stand? We're going to sing one song.